said, "Hi, Jim, praise God." I thought, oh no, a Jesus freak right here in my house. And so I didn't want her in my house. So I had a live-in girlfriend. Her name was Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y. Real name was Mary Ellen, but we called her Sunny. And so I had Sunny come out and I said, "Listen, take Lynn in, talk to her, but get rid of her. And get rid of her quick before everybody shows up, all the people." And so she did, and about 20 minutes goes by, and they're not out, and everybody has already arrived, and I'm standing outside hoping that Lynn will leave before I go in. So Sonny comes out and says, "Listen, Lynn's not leaving. She told me that she came here to talk, that God had sent her here to talk to you." Now, how many of you realize if you're not a Christian and someone says God speaks to them, that Twilight Zone music starts going off in your head? I mean, and that's what happened. I'm like, what? God told you to talk to me? And so I'm mad. And so I go in, and my whole purpose of going in is to get her out. And so I go in, and there's about 30 people showed up out of the 40. And they're all sitting on the floor in every corner and every nook, couches, chairs. Lynn's sitting in the love seat, so there's another seat next to her, but nobody will sit in it. Nobody wants to be by the Jesus freak. And so I'm not about to sit on the floor in my own house. How many know God was counting on my pride? And so my pride wouldn't let me sit on the floor. I'm not going to allow this girl to control or intimidate us. So I sit down next to her, I slap her on the leg, and I said, "Hey, I don't believe in Jesus," or something like that. And she had this big book. She's got it open, and she starts preaching to me. I mean, boldly, unashamedly. She's reading scripture. Now, I don't know. I'm not really hearing what she's saying because I'm embarrassed. Everyone's looking at me. When you're embarrassed, you don't hear anything. And I'm angry. I'm angry that I'm embarrassed. I'm angry that she seems to be more bolder than I am. And so I decide that while she's preaching to me, I'm going to cuss her. So every time she takes a breath, I use a very, very vulgar words, and I knew a lot of them. And the more vulgar words I used, the louder she got. It didn't seem to, it was like water off a duck. I would call her some kind of name, and she'd just get louder and start preaching more to me. And this went on, I would say, with a fair estimate, for about 15 to 20 minutes. And everybody's watching us. I don't want to reduce myself to physical and physically remove her. I'm hoping I can intimidate her, but I can't. And so I'm beginning to think the only way, she's only 5 foot. She only probably weighs about 100 pounds. I could easily pick her up, put her outside the door, and lock the door. And that's what I was considering to doing because everybody's looking at me. You know, "Wait, hey, what's going on?" You know, and there's some murmuring in the crowd. And so I'm just about to that point, and she stops and she puts her head down. Now, I'm thinking that I got to her. I'm thinking that I finally, my vulgarity finally wore her down and she's going to voluntarily leave. But she's not. She's cheating. She's praying is what she's doing. She's asking this God that sent her to help her. And so her head is down, and probably, it seemed like 10 minutes, but it probably was only about 45 seconds waiting on her. And finally she looked up, and instead of saying, "Hey, I'm leaving," she's crying her eyes out. She is big old gator tears. I mean, she is sobbing like I've never seen anybody sob. And she's looking at me. And in a moment, I know she's crying for me. I would later realize she is burdened, so burdened for the salvation of my soul. And she realized, even though she had been sent here, nothing was working. And she wasn't going to leave until it does. And she looked at me.